Gentlemen, start your engines. That's the command, backed up by the sound of car engines starting up that thrills race fans. And coming to Kentucky Speedway the weekend of July 11th, 12th, and 13th are three exciting NASCAR races during the Speedway's 20th season. With us to preview this year's activities is Tim Bray, Director of Communications for Kentucky Speedway. Tim, I know you're busy, so thanks for coming in tonight.
Well, it is a pleasure being here, and with our 20th season of racing, a lot to talk about.
Let's start off with details of the three NASCAR races for trucks, the Xfinity Series, and finally the Cup Series.
It's been around for 20 years now, the Gander Outdoors Truck Series, Buckle Up in Your Truck 225, and our defending champion is from Louisville, Ben Rhodes, and Ben will be back to defend. We're just so thrilled to have Buckle Up, and you know that's the Department of Highway Safety, and it's a real opportunity for them to get a lot of impressions out there because, you know, truck seatbelt use in the Commonwealth is not nearly as much as what it should be. It's not anything close to people buckling up in their cars. So it's a great opportunity for them, and we're proud to have them entitling that race. The ALSCO 300's been around for a long time now. Great company out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And they've expanded their base. They've actually now sponsoring a race at Bristol and also Charlotte. Of course, we think we've got the best one. We're the original. And so the Xfinity race will be on Friday night, July 12th. Big day. I mean, goodness gracious, with all the practice and qualifying for the Cup Series and qualifying for Xfinity and practice for the Monster Energy Cup Series, there's a lot happening that day. And of course, on Saturday, we go end-to-end with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, Quaker State 400, presented by Walmart. And all three are night races. And it's an opportunity for you to be there. Let's say if you come all week, you're going to see every single driver that's either a veteran or a rookie or everybody in between. Everybody in NASCAR is going to be at Kentucky.
And when do the campgrounds open?
Oh, they open on Tuesday. And so NASCAR Nation rolls right in, and we'll have our campgrounds open around noon, and they are parked and ready to rock. And there's seven different camping areas on property, so there's something for everybody.
And there's also camping in the infield?
Yeah, camping in the infield. We have tent camping in Ponderosa now. That's about the second or third year we've had that. And it's been good. I mean, everything from your multi-million-dollar motor coach to a pup tent, we can accommodate. And one of the things we did last year was a camper appreciation party on Wednesday night. We're going to do that again this year. And we have had great success with this, and we can't wait. Tyler Reddick, who won the Xfinity Series championship last year, has agreed to come and participate. We may have a couple of more drivers involved as well. So it's a good chance for fans to come out and get an opportunity to be involved, especially give back a little bit to our campers.
And when do the haulers come in?
They are spread out a little bit, but most of them are either Thursday, Friday morning. NASCAR's trying to keep it to a minimum amount of time away from Charlotte, and most of the time it's a two-day show, but we have all three, so we have to stretch it out a little bit. So they'll get cranking on Wednesday, bringing in the Truck Series and all of their haulers, and then after that, you've got the Xfinity Series will be next, and then the Cup.
And then on Thursday, what time do the gates open?
Gates open Thursday about 2:00, and then we get moving after that as we get through Thursday. with the truck series, and also Xfinity is practicing. Both practices for the Xfinity series is going to be on Thursday. So our display area is open at noon on Thursday. And then as we move forward through the rest of the day, our ticket booths open at gate 15 at 3. And actually, all of our spectator gates are open by 4 on Thursday.
And you can rent headsets if you'd like.
Yeah, it's a way to get you involved with the sport. I mean, it'd be like if you were listening into the play calling in an NFL game. And that's the same way in our sport. But you hear the spotter who's up on the roof telling the driver where to drive on the track. And then you've got the crew chief talking to the driver as well. And you can put one or a multitude of drivers in and program it the way you want. The other thing is you can listen to NASCAR, the officials themselves, and you can also get the call of the race from either RPA or, in our case, we have both PRN radio and also the Motor Racing Network as well. So the MRN does the truck race, and then PRN's here for the Cup and the Xfinity race.
And since it's the 20th anniversary, you've got all kinds of special events this year.
We do. We've kind of expanded our base a little bit, some fan enhancements. One of the things we've done is in the Quaker State Tower and then the Kentucky Tower, we have put in drink rails and a little bit more space for leg room and some storage space for the fans. So it's a really different experience, and so you can spread out a little bit more, and we've been trying to do this for a long time. So that's a good thing. The other thing is we've decided to add more to our experience. So the fans are going to get a chance to do all the display stuff that we've had in the past, but we're going to really execute a lot of things on Trackside Live. So there'll be drivers for question and answer. The NASCAR.com show will be there, Trackside Live. In addition to that, and that's Friday and Saturday, we're going to do a concert out there. J.D. Shelburne, who's from Taylorsville, Kentucky, making it big in Nashville right now. He's going to be there. Naked Karate Girls is going to be in the infield. If you don't know this group, they are a Cincinnati based. They're a cover band, but they have been superb over the years. So they're going to be in the infield. In addition to that, we've got a bullfighting show for you. And people are going to say, what in the world is all of that? Well, that's going to be in display as well. It's called the Bullfighters Only Tour, and they have just a Speedway series that they've put together. It's already been in Atlanta at our track at Atlanta Motor Speedway, so we're excited for that. And then in the air, around 6:15, the Lima flight team is going to do a demonstration for about 15, 20 minutes, and I can't wait for that. I think there are 5 planes, so pretty exciting.
And to see the Naked Karate Girls in the infield, you have to sign up for the fan zone?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that'll be.
And there's all kinds of things with the fan zone.
Right. You know, the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that's where we do a lot of our question and answer, our Q&A sessions with our drivers. So in the big tent there in the infield will be seems like every 15, 20 minutes we switch drivers. So that's a big deal. In addition to that, you get close to the cars, you get to be right in front of the stage for driver introductions. And so it's a very worthwhile thing. And so, yeah, it'll be in the infield fan zone. And we're really looking forward to having a lot of participation. Last year, we had more participation of the Cup drivers that we've ever had before, and I'm being told we're going to have even more this year.
And will Darrell Waltrip be there?
I haven't heard yet.
He loves this track.
He loves it. Well, he's got a stamp on this track. It's a D-shaped format, and if you look from the air, it's a W in the infield. Garages look like a W, and I think they drew it up on a napkin because he had a lot to do with building this place. So, but we are anxious to honor Daryl, and we'll do that in the future.
Talk about turn three.
It's one big challenge, that's for sure. I've been talking to crew chiefs in my travels since Daytona, and every crew chief says, I just can't figure it out. I mean, guys give me all kinds of feedback. It's a flat corner. You're coming out of, you know, turn two with more speed than ever before. And so it's a big challenge to figure out the line and then where everybody else is going in and out of three. And if you just lose it a little bit, you're going to slide right up the banking, and then it's not going to be good. Let's just put it that way. So it's the most challenging of all of the corners at Kentucky. And I hear the guys talk about it all the time. It's the most difficult turn in all of NASCAR.
And the Speedway Children's Charities.
Well, a lot going on with them. It's our charity arm. Every SMI track has a chapter. So Charlotte has a chapter, Texas, Bristol has a chapter, and Las Vegas and everyone else. And ours isn't that old. I mean, my goodness, this will be, I believe, about 12 years, I guess. And we'll be celebrating 10 years of Cup next year. But the Speedway Children's Charities has a lot going on race weekend. They have a Pulling for Kids charity clay shoot, which is right down the road. We have a lot of things that are going on at the track, but around the track as well. I know the participation for the clay shoot is exceptional among the drivers, among some of the owners, and I've seen Marcus down there too, Marcus Smith. So that's kind of fun. More information on Kentucky Speedway Charities, you can go kentucky.speedwaycharities.org.
Have you been out in the parking lots for the tailgating?
A little bit, but you know, as you well know, I am
stuck
in that infield most of the time. But tailgating is like no other at Kentucky, that is for sure. And there's such variety. I can tell you that there's so much respect for our fans and. There are mayors of these different campgrounds. I think everybody gets together every year. It's like a reunion with these guys. And so if you're in Millionaire's Row, let's say, you're going to camp in Millionaire's Row and get all your friends together, and it's every year. And so so they kind of designate their own, like, mayor's court or something out there. But we've been very fortunate, though. And I really do believe they have their own personality. The infield is one, the backstretch is another. Ponderosa is not like Lakeside, let's say. So camping in Kentucky can be really exciting. And I know my son would tent camp. We'd just get a couple of spaces together and a couple of tents, and away we go. So it's a good thing.
Are there buses that take ferry there?
Yeah, there are. Our bus system and our tram system is really good, and it's gotten a lot better over the years. We have a ring road that our trams run on, so it goes all the way around the racetrack. In addition to that, we have buses that take people back and forth from the camping areas, also the Toyota lot across the street. That's where we park a lot of cars. So it does have a lot of continuity to it, and that bus schedule is posted, and also our tram schedule is posted.
Is there a grocery store?
We do have like a amenities type, you know. So I don't know if it's a full-fledged grocery. Maybe it's more like a Quickie Cold or a Mini Mart or something like that.
Yeah, for last-minute things people
forgot.
Right,
oh, yeah, and Gander Outdoors is a great partner in that area.
Well, we're looking forward to it. When do the gates open on Friday and Saturday?
Well, Friday, we've got obviously parking lots open at 7 in the morning, and then all of our gates open by 4 on Friday. But you're not going to miss anything because of all the practice sessions are going on. And then Saturday, everything opens by 2 o'clock, but then that display area is going to have things happening outside the gates. So we encourage fans to get in there and as I say, the parking lots are open at 7 and display opens at 9 on Saturday. And so there's plenty to do in addition to being there for the races themselves. And green flag, approximately 7:30 every night.
And bring your suntan lotion.
I believe so. I mean, it was 100 degrees last year and, you know, there's plenty of misting stations and things of that nature that people will utilize. And but yes, sunscreen, hats, plenty of water,
earplugs,
very, and don't forget the headsets for listening into all of the various radio channels, and Racing Electronics does a good job with that.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight, Tim.
Well, it has been a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing everybody race weekend in July.
I've been talking with Tim Bray, Director of Communications for Kentucky Speedway. You'll find a link for tickets and more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.